Good morning, people. Today is Thursday, June the 8th, and the forecast is cloudy outside. It's smoky as a whore. Soon as I opened up my goddamn front door, you know what I'm saying? Hey, before I get even started, I want to say thank you to each and every one of yous that decided to push the play and listen to the collection that I put together called The Deadbeat Diary, okay? It's just me and some of the things that I've gone through my life, and I like to relay them to you in poetry form. That's right, ghetto poetry form. Cause I'm a ghetto cat, all right. I hail from Baltimore, but I'm residing in the wonderfully dirty place called Philadelphia. Yeah, but look. I ain't gonna hold y'all up. I just want to get it started. Thanks for stopping by for a brief moment just to listen to some of my ghetto poetry. And here we go.
Dear Diary, today is June 4th, and today really sucks. Last night I realized exactly why I hate you so goddamn much. From the moment I stood looking up from the court, in between my fingers a Newport, and it's a motherfucking short. Looking up at your fat ass face, looking down on me like I'm just a disgrace. I never seen her, don't know her, never knew her, you hit her. Not sure what kind of lies you done told to get rid of. Your peeps told me I wasn't shit. So why the fuck you wanna give your kid the last name of Vic? I've been a deadbeat since the birth of my first. After fucking it up with the first child, the second child's story's worse. Addicted to self, satisfying myself. Be it drugs or alcohol, I didn't know which was first. Your mama ain't like me, but what your mama did would have figured I'd get it together after fucking it up with the first kid. I was a loser, a boozer, a doper on drugs. I was a fake-ass drug dealer, using more drugs than I sold. Dear Diary, I was a deadbeat, so let the truth be told. This is a cleansing of my soul. This is a letter to my kids. This is a diary of a deadbeat. And I'ma tell it like it is.
All right, people. So this is where I give you a quick breakdown and conclusion, the conclusive, the finale, the ending. You know, just my synopsis of what I've read. And all I want to say is, you know, there's a lot of fathers out here that have been labeled as deadbeats. Not saying that they is. They just might have been put in that predicament because of the baby mamas having or showing and exhibiting the control and the child rearing situation. And we as men, you know, we need to or should have some insight on how to fight back. Like, we could take our baby mamas to court. You know, like, I wish I had done that, you know, and fought for my rights of my oldest two children, but I didn't, you know? And because of that, this is the situation that I'm in and I deal with and I live with on a daily basis. And now I'm done. Tune in, maybe tomorrow, maybe Saturday, but definitely before Monday. Tune in again so that you can catch me dropping the next installment, the next entry for the Deadbeat Diary Collection. Peace out.